presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Now, Superman, valiant fighter for truth and justice, champion of the weak and the oppressed, Superman, stronger than a locomotive, faster than a speeding bullet, who walked about among ordinary men, disguised as mild Clark Kent, reporter for the Daily Planet. As you remember, Kent and Lois Lane had come to the mountain village of Gravesend in response to a letter from Lee Jenkins, one of the villagers, begging for aid against the mysterious terrors that beset the town. They were to meet Jenkins at the bridge 5 miles out of town, promptly at 11. But instead, the bridge exploded just as they crossed it. Driving onto Gravesend, they found the town surrounded by a high wall. Kent gave Lois a police whistle with which to call him in case she should be in any danger. Then he broke through the wall and was captured at the point of a gun by Bill Harris, the man who had first warned them to stay away. As our story continues, Harris is taking Kent to a mysterious person known as the Leader. When suddenly the police whistle blows in the distance. Listen.
Say, what's that?
The whistle. Miss Lane. She must be in some sort of trouble.
Hey, where are you going?
Sorry, Harris. No time to explain.
Come back or I shoot.
This is where Superman takes charge.
All right, you asked for it.
He's firing blindly into the dark. Hit me that time, but it bounced off. Well, I guess I'll have to take care of you, Harris, before anything else.
Hey, who are you? Don't let go of me.
Not until I take that gun away from you. You might really hurt someone with it.
Hey, no. Hey, Alex, don't.
There. That blow on the jaw will put you to sleep for a while. Now, back to the car to find out what's happening to Lois. Up, up, and away. Faster, faster. No time to lose. She wouldn't blow the whistle unless it was something serious. There's the gate. And the car in front of it. No one there. Oh, yes, there she is. Sitting on the running board, crying. Down! Down! Down!
Where are you? Mr. Kent! Mr. Kent, where are you, Mr. Kent?
Here I am, Miss Lane. I heard you blow the whistle. Oh, what happened?
Oh, he came out from behind the tree. He grabbed him.
What?
He shook me. I didn't know what to do.
Now, wait a minute. Who came out from behind the tree? Now, Miss Lane. Just try to relax and tell me what happened here.
It was that old man with the bells. The one we saw on the road. Oh, it was awful, Mr. Kent.
Oh, now, take it easy. Well, what did he want?
I don't know. He struggled, and I managed to blow the whistle. He disappeared as suddenly as he came.
Oh, didn't he say anything?
Yes, he called himself Old Man Smith.
Old Man Smith?
Yeah. Said he was going to teach me not to meddle in other people's business.
Oh, that sounds like Harris had something to do with it. Just another warning.
You think that's all it is?
Oh, I'm sure of it. Harris is the man who telephoned the Daily Planet this morning, warning us to stay away. He and this Old Man Smith want to keep us out of Gravesend.
Well, why?
Now, Miss Lane, they have something here they want to hide.
Well, what should we do?
Well, there's only one thing to do, Miss Lane. Stay here overnight and investigate in the morning. Are you willing?
Yes, sir. I guess so. We can find a safe place.
Yes, our first step is to find some shelter for the night. Some place where you'll be safe. I have it. There must be a village elder here. Let's find his house.
Village elder?
Yes. The elder usually acts as mayor in small villages like this one. He could tell us where to put up for the night.
But Mr. Kent, how will we find him?
Yeah, that's so. I know. Harris will take us to him.
Harris?
Sure.
Where is he?
Oh, he's just inside the gate. I had a little run-in with him. He stumbled over a rock and knocked himself out. Come on. He'll still be where I left him.
Oh.
What's that?
Oh. Harris. Must be coming, too. Hurry. All right, Harris. Get up. You aren't hurt.
Oh, no. Please, don't hit me no more.
He thinks I knocked him out. On your feet, Harris. Quick now.
Oh, all right. I was saying, you almost broke my jaw.
Well, you just do as I say and we'll have no more trouble.
Well, what do you want?
Take us to your village elder's house.
Village elder?
Yes. You heard me.
Oh, sure, sure. Here's the elders. Well, it's the first house across the road.
All right. You lead the way, Harris. Come on, Miss Lane.
There it is. You see it?
Oh, the one with the light burning in the window?
Yeah, that's it.
Uh-huh. It's a good thing he isn't asleep yet.
Well, the elder hardly ever sleeps, miss. Well, here we are. Now, upstairs.
Who is it?
It's me, Elder, Bill Harris.
Oh, just a moment, Harris. Yeah. Something wrong, Harris?
There were some folks here to see you.
Oh, I see. Who are these people?
City reporters, Helder.
From the Daily Planet.
This man here busted into the village and he beat me up.
Beat you up? Why?
I can explain the whole thing, Elder. It was all an accident. If Harris hadn't pulled his gun on me,
Is that true, Harris? Did you threaten this man with a gun?
Well, you see, Elder, he got kind of rough.
And you tried to shoot him. Harris, I've told you time and again to keep your gun in its holster.
But if this happens
again, I'll take away your badge. Now go on home. You've caused enough trouble for one night.
Well, all right.
Another thing, Harris. You'd better stop and see the old man first.
The old man? Oh, the old man, eh? Okay. Good night. Good night.
Well, we're sorry to have caused this trouble, Elder.
On the contrary, I should apologize for my constable's bad behavior, Mr.
Clark Kent is my name, Elder. And this is Miss Lois Lane.
How do you do, Miss Lane?
Yes, indeed. Harris is becoming quite a problem. Too hot-headed. But what are we standing out here for? Come inside. I'll try to make up for the bad treatment you've been getting. Come in, please.
Thank you.
Sit down, both of you. Now, what can I do for you?
Well, first of all, we'd like to find a place to spend the night.
Spend the night?
Yes.
Why, bless you. You can stay right here with me.
Oh, but we don't want to inconvenience you, Elder.
No trouble at all. I'm alone in this big old house, and... Miss Lane, you look ill.
Lois. Miss Lane, what's the matter?
Oh, you're dizzy. Just taking that long drive and that old man...
Old man?
Yes, Miss Lane had an unpleasant experience a few minutes ago. She was badly frightened by one of your villagers.
Oh, that's too bad. I'm sorry. Miss Lane, you should go to bed immediately.
Yes, I think I'd better.
Ah, here. Let me help.
Yes, come along. I'll show you to your room, straight down the hall.
Elder, do you know of someone called Old Man Smith?
Smith?
Yes.
Of course. Wears a white robe and carries a string of bells.
Uh-huh, that's him.
He's a little unbalanced, Mr. Kent, but perfectly harmless.
Oh, I see. He's the man that gave Miss Lane her scare.
Yes, he warned us not to come to Gravesend.
Poor old Smith, he's a sad case. Suffers from delusions. That's the reason for his odd costume.
Mm-hmm. Say, Elder, please forgive my curiosity, but why do you have that wall around your village?
My boy, that wall has been here for 100 years. Built by the first settlers to protect them from the Indians.
I see.
I think Miss Lane ought to get to bed. Yes. Here we are, Miss Lane. This is your room.
Oh, thank you ever so much, Elder.
Oh, don't mention it. Good night.
Good night, Miss Lane.
Good night.
Now, Mr. Kent, those questions you wanted to ask?
Oh, yes, about the pillar of fire. Where is it?
Nowhere, my boy. Nowhere at all. To my knowledge, it does not exist.
But Mr. Jenkins of your village said it did. In a letter my editor received, he said the people were in deathly fear of it.
Mr. Kent, that is ridiculous.
Well, he wrote something about a leader. Said the pillar of fire was a sign that all the residents of Gravesend should leave.
A leader?
Yes.
And who might he be?
Well, don't you know?
Why, I never heard of any such person here. Mr. Kent, I think I can explain. You see this house? It's over 300 years old.
Yes.
And almost all the houses in Gravesend are as old as this. As a consequence, the people who live in them get strange ideas born of ignorance and old age. Your Mr. Jenkins included. There is no leader, no pillar of fire. And the people are at liberty to stay here as long as they like.
I see. But we were supposed to meet Jenkins at the bridge. Instead, the bridge was blown up, destroyed.
The bridge blown up? Why? Why, that's incredible. But Jenkins has been acting peculiarly lately. Perhaps he...
Elder, one thing more. What about the disappearances among your people? The terror?
Well, I really can't say. This is all beyond me.
Say, that's Miss Lane.
Bless my soul. That noise is coming from her room.
Something's wrong. Come on, hurry. Lois, Miss Lane, what's the matter?
Doesn't she answer, Mr. Kent?
No, and the door is locked. We'll have to break it down.
Impossible, it's too heavy. I'll run and get help. Yes.
Good thing the elder's gone.
Now Clark Kent can give way to Superman. I don't need help to get through this door. There. That did it. I'm through. Lois, Miss Lane, where are you? Miss Lane! Miss Lane! Why, she isn't here. There's not a sign of her. The windows are barred, and the door was locked. And yet she's gone.
Another mysterious disappearance. Lois Lane gone from a room with no exit. How will Superman find her? Where will he look? Is the old elder right? Are the dangers of Gravesend only the delusions of crazed minds? If not, where is Lois gone? What are Harris and Smith hiding? Who is the leader? Above all, what is the secret of the walled village? Tune in next time and hear the thrilling climax of this strange story. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.